This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Your Ruskin and Zach X polls are brought to you by DQ.
Okay, so our first one was actually submitted by Mitchell and Lincoln.
Yep.
What's more annoying, ants or flies?
Flies.
I thought that it would be a little closer, but flies are running away with it with 84%. I think I pick ants.
Flies can get you anywhere.
Yeah, but ants can crawl on you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And that just bothers me a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you still doing the Wordle? Every day, some days, I forgot that existed.
Yep.
Were our options. 80% forgot they existed. 8% say they do it every day. 10% say some days.
Nerds. I didn't do it at the beginning, but
I should have put that as an option. I do the Wordle every day.
Yes,
but it's got to be just like a routine now.
Okay.
Okay. Do you keep an emergency Sprite or ginger ale in your house I started this out with for non-soda drinkers. Do you keep an emergency Sprite or ginger ale in your house for medicinal purposes? 75% said no, but 25% did say yes.
That's your question from yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I do not.
I don't either. And I started to think about it. If my stomach hurts, I just kind of tough it out.
Wow.
Like I just let it hurt and don't do anything about it.
Let it hurt. Let it hurt, baby.
I don't
let
know
it hurt.
Why. Okay. I don't know. I guess just because I never have Tums.
You want some? I've got every.
I got it all.
I got every version of what you need.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep the tie after opening your bread for the first time? Yes, always. No, or I always lose it.
Yes, always.
I'd say you twist always. It and you tie it back up.
Yeah, always.
See, I lose it. I lose the tie or I knock it on the floor and then I'm like, well, I don't really need this. So I just throw it away. And so then I just, you know, twist the bag regularly and then
I'm good
put
with
it in the fridge.
I'm good at keeping the tie until the very end. So you get down to like one or two slices.
Yeah.
And then it just disappears.
The heel? Ugh.
Yeah. God. That's what you call it, but okay.
So 60.
You call it the butt?
No.
He calls it something worse.
Oh.
66% say yes, always. 20% say no. 14% say I always lose it. Okay.
Okay.
My last question
submitted.
Is a BLT almost a sandwich? With it is a complete sandwich, it's almost a sandwich, or I need more evidence. Now, I don't care about the 78% that say it is a sandwich. What I care about is the 14% and the 8% that say it is almost a sandwich and they need more evidence. Because these people are on my team.
Those are the people that align with your beliefs.
Those people are on my team. I feel more sympathy with the I need more evidence people because they're open. They're open-minded.
That is a very CNN way of going about reporting this. 77.5% of them said it's a complete sandwich. But you focus on the 22% or 23%.
Yeah. They're
yeah?
open-minded.
Okay. Now, read the last one. First person, please.
Okay. I didn't write this one.
Mm-hmm.
Which belief do I, me...
Which of my beliefs
do you take most exception to? Mm. So that's like which one they most disagree with?
Correct.
Birds aren't real. Bacon isn't meat, which I did not say. S'mores without chocolate or short kings / beards.
And which one is winning?
Bacon isn't meat is winning, mm-hmm. but I did not say that.
Yes, you did. You said it was a meat with a little m.
Little m.
Meat is still in that word.
It's a little m, though. Little it's m. Disrespectful
47.7% of you say that bacon isn't meat. I was in a group chat this morning.
Yeah, I was just being bullied in
you were not
a
being
group
bullied.
Chat.
No, you were not. You were not in the group chat, so you were not being bullied. We were talking badly about you. That's totally different.
You know, that's not how it works.
Yes, it does. You were not part of it.
You don't
it.
Have to be bullied to your face to be getting bullied.
Well, you have to be aware of it. You don't know what we said. I think the word crackpot was used.
Good word.
Drug test.
Should be used more.
Yes, it should be.
In the world.
I was with a group of our listeners. I was being questioned as to whether DQ's performance plan had been worked out. Yes. And then the discussion started, which of her beliefs is the most extreme? And we now believe that the bacon stance is the hill that you are going to die on.
This is just heat of the moment.
You think so? Prisoner of the moment?
Prisoner of the moment, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Well, I...
Heat of the moment was a song by Glenn Frey.
That's right, yeah.
No, Asia.
Asia, yeah.
Asia, yeah. I'm thinking heat is on.
I wanted to look up how this is affecting the economy. And so you may be surprised by this. In spite of DQ's of anti-bacon rhetoric here, June lean hogs up 87
hey,
cents to 98.38.
Way to fight back, June lean hogs.
The June lean hogs yeah. market has not suffered in spite of all of this criticism.
Stop the economy.
That's right. You can't stop the beat.
That's right.
May feeder cattle up $1.70 at $244.85. It is, we are in between massive sports seasons when you're talking about basketball and football, and it's summertime now, so we will be sprinkling in some commodities reports just throughout, just a little peppering, just
a
little bit.
We do get a lot of requests for that, and then people get used to it, and then we stop once football starts, and they get mad.
Tough day for July oats, down 11 and three quarters to 386.
What about August oats?
They're not here.
Okay, what's the difference?
The oats that are coming out in August versus in July.
Okay.
That's right. I am Derek Ruskin at the Chicago Board of Trade with Orion Samuelson, and we'll keep you posted on the farm reports here as we move along. About soybeans? Great question.
Is this where we break into the ad about having a happy colon?
July soybeans up two and three quarters at 12.16.25 for a happy colon.
Colonel special.
Now I have to tell you something that I could not believe. I was glad my car was parked when I was listening to this because I would have lost control of the vehicle if I'd heard this while I was driving. The Fred Katz, a reporter for The Athletic covering the New York Knicks, he was in the locker room before the game. You know, in the NBA, you've got the media before the game in the locker room, stuff like that. And he claims he is ear witness and I guess nose witness that in the locker room pregame, it was very tense. It was very on edge. People were
prior to game five.
Prior to game five.
Pivotal
game five of the Garden. It was a very tense and very tight atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fred Katz claims someone ripped a big one.
Who?
He won't say. And then it just kind of sat there. And then somebody,
as they usually do.
And then somebody said, man, something's up with the pipes here. And everybody had a laugh and the tension was released.
Really?
Okay, and it just made everybody relax. And then look what happened. The Knicks went out and kicked their butts. So your Knicks won because someone broke wind quite loudly, possibly for 30 seconds, maybe three. We're not sure.
If it was 3 seconds, it was 30
that's
seconds.
Right, that's right.
Huh.
In the Knicks locker room prior to game five. How about that?
All right. The Knicks.
There's only one place for the New York Knicks. 66
All right. Let's go.
Yes.
Now the pressure's on. Who's going to do it for game six? I mean, this has got to become a tradition, right?
Yes. Someone... We need to send some baked beans to the locker room in Indianapolis to the pregame
meal.
But
then, you know, Jalen Brunson's going to miss a game with pink eye, and I don't think this is a good idea. Maybe
some dairy?
Maybe we steer clear of this.
What else? What else? What else could induce flatulence so that the Knicks can rely on here? Too bad they're not playing in Cincinnati, because you just bring some of that Skyline chili over and there you go. I mean, that's easy. The report calls it a, quote, epic fart. An epic fart is what he said.
Should we send, like they do after storms, send investigators in there?
Send the survey team in?
Yeah, measure duration and wind and all that kind of stuff.
A fart one or a fart two?
Yeah. It's an F1.
That's a fart three.
Well, again,
my favorite is that these are like professional, like these are like, you know, grown men and all this stuff. And just like in like any group of guys being dudes, someone rips one and then someone makes that funny comment that everybody laughs at right after. Like, oh, something's wrong with the pipes in here. I'm going to use that now. I'm going to use that from now on. Thank you.
Must have been the dog.
Thank you, Knicks. Yeah.
But now if they go on and they win, the story is going to be a 30 for 30. It has to be.
The epic farts.
Right. I mean, the Celtics are sitting there waiting for whoever's going to win the series going, man, somebody's got to do something. We got to break the karma thing.
Yes. Yes. You know, like a true journalist with a capital J, this reporter, what did I say his name was?
Stan Katz.
Katz. He will not reveal who broke when. He will not do it.
This man is a hero.
He is protecting his sources.
This man is a hero.
Fred Katz, protecting his sources here.
If I'm putting money on it, it was Josh Hart.
You think Josh Fart?
Yep.
Or Fartenstein. Could be him.
No, it was Josh Hart.
You think so?
Josh Hart has that sort of personality where that wouldn't bother him.
So I'm picturing like he's sitting, you know, they have those little stools by their locker.
Yep.
And he raises up one and just lets it go.
Why do you raise up?
Because you want it to project.
I've never understood
you want it
that.
To be okay. When you're trying to show off for people, you always raise up. That's always what you do.
Josh Hart is the wind in their sails.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Got it. All right. Keep the jokes coming. Let's just get this out.
Oh, new theory has emerged on the Vaclardi Dino Hotline. Could have been Tibbs.
No, because he would have been in the office. And they said it was a player, didn't he?
I think so,
okay,
yeah.
So it wasn't Tibbs.
All right, guys. Everybody huddle up.
One,
oh, sorry.
One Brunson. But Josh Hart would have. Look, they've only got like six guys left.
That's right.
So, I mean, we're narrowing it down. It could have been McBride. Those two have that kind of personality.
Yeah. But it's so funny to me that Kenny told the fart story Friday, and now less than a week later, the Knicks have been pushed to victory by a epic fart before game five.
Yeah, Nigel is right. We're going to have to call this, instead of a 30 for 30, it's going to be a 3 for 30.
3 for 30. Could have been 3. Could have been 30. But it broke the tension. They were right. Relaxed. They were playing loose. And, what happened.
Somebody was playing a lot for here.
That's right.
But it's 12 pounds
You're not
lighter.
Supposed to hold those in, no, man. That's not good for you.
Right.
Let them go.
Good to know. All right. Yeah. So that's what that's what we do. Okay.
Yeah. There you go. All right, there you go. That's what happened.
BE points out what he learned today was the Knicks eat the buffet, the pizza buffet, before the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a text on the Mclardy Daniel hotline. Ask Chuck why he thought DVH wouldn't make a pitching rotation.
No.
Read the room, man. I'm asking Chuck if his Knicks were inspired by a giant fart before game five. That's what I'm asking him. That's what I want
to
know.
We've got things to get to with Chuck. We've got, we got this. We've got bacon. We got lots to do with Chuck.
These are the important issues of our time.
It's
not the pitching rotation.
It's a Wednesday, man. Settle down. You got to win one to win the West. Relax.
Oh, wow. BE claims he learned that the Knicks eat pizza buffets before the game. Yeah, could have been. No one out pizzas the hut. Oh, you just read that? Oh, you did?
You're an idiot.
I am an idiot.
You commented.
Can I go home now?
No, we should be able to go home.
No, I don't think that's fair. Well, if I'm doing a poor job, I should leave.
No, I think if you're,
leave you two
you know
to
how,
it.
You know how this works around here. If you're doing a poor job, you do more.
Who could argue with that?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Well.
Hmm.
Why don't I just never read a text again? Let's do that. Let's try
or,
that.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
I don't want to.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to pay attention.
Okay.
Too broke to pay attention. Because
that would be, what? that would be the easier and simpler fix, is if you just paid attention.
Big Mike claims you raise up to get it out easier. No, I think it's for audio. It's for sound. You want it to be louder. That's what I think. That's what you're looking for.
All right.
No. All right. Well, we'll see if they take some Beano or if they're able to muster up another, a big rip on
well,
Friday
if
night.
If they come out and they're flying around, we'll know.
Well, that's right. We'll know early.
Yeah, we'll know very early.
We'll know early if they're relaxed.
But now the pressure's on. I mean, somebody's going to have to eat something bad prior to that game, prior to the game. And
do you, whatever they do, 1-2-3 team, where everybody puts their hands in or whatever, do you go 1-2-3?
Yeah,
do that now?
Yeah, now we're timing them up.
That's right.
Right.
Oh well. Anyway, that was that's the best thing I saw today. The rest of it can go downhill from there. But that's the top. That's the top of the list.
That's best of the sports world for the day.
That's okay. The top of the list right there. That is it. That is it. Or it could have just been a whoopee cushion in some guy's locker.
I never considered that. No. You got to be authentic about that. It's like the baseball teams that carry the mascots around.
Oh yeah,
little props or something. I mean, you have to be authentic about it.
Does this team have a prop? I don't know if they have a prop.
Not yet.
This Razorback baseball team.
Somebody turn the raccoon loose at Baum Walker, and we'll get one.
I think
there's a story. We got to figure out what happened to that raccoon.
He was retired to a nice farm in the country.
Or did somebody eat him? Because that's not beyond the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, they've got the little gorilla statue thing that they have.
Oh, yeah.
They have that.
Okay.
That's right. They have that. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. And you can't celebrate on the field thanks to the Tennessee guys a few years ago.
So, you have to do all that in the dugout, kind of like the majors do.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's not the worst rule. I mean, Tennessee took it way too far, and
it looked very high school Harry the way they were doing it.
Everything they do looks that way.
Yeah, I know.
It's Tennessee.
You know what I mean, if you want it to be in a more professional manner, you do it in the dugout like they do now, and it looks.
I don't mind the home run celebrations. They were getting a little, they were getting a little out there with that.
I mean, they were doing everything except doing the worm on home plate. I mean, it was absurd what they were doing those few years ago.
I'm sure that had come up.
That's right. I mean, it was. So it was a little much. It's a little much. Tennessee trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do, improve their lot in life.
You having like a stroke over there?
I'm pretty tired.
Why?
Because I don't sleep anymore.
Why?
Because the dog started, I got punched in the face by a dog this morning at like 4 a.m.
Why?
Because it was raining and thundering.
Was it?
Snout right to the side of the head.
Okay, that's not punched.
Over and over again. Well, what do you call it then?
Well, punched would infer, you got headbutted.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. That's an F2. It's a non-sporting act is what happened there.
These animals are out to kill you.
Yes, they are. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So,
I just leave.
Where do you go?
I go upstairs. I'm done. I'd leave. They don't want me in there. Fine.
No, they don't.
I take the hint.
Okay. Have you considered maybe closing the door?
Well, I close the door when I leave.
No. Before that.
I don't know. They were not popular this morning. Woke everybody up.
Is there an appeal process?
No, it's about to be. We were about to pass free to a good home and just be like free to any home.
Just free.
Free to a house.
Free. Okay.
Do you have a roof? Sold. It was touch and go there for a minute, but everything's fine.
We're talking about you. Free to a good home.
Well, yeah, I'm a shelter. I'm a rescue. So yeah, that's right.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Man, so much going on here. Glad to have you with us. We got Chuck Barrett coming up in an hour. Give us his thoughts on all the things going on out there in the world of sports. And the Knicks, being inspired by flatulence to a Game 5 win. Haven't heard that story. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit later on again. And we got that going on. Baseball's been moved back an hour to 8 o'clock.
For now.
There are lots of theories going on. Let's talk about this for a second. Okay. Because the theories are that A&M is, finagling the times, so it'll screw up things and Hagan Smith won't get a full start out of the first game and he'll be, lost for the weekend. If you're A&M, you owe it to everybody in your program to try and do that. let me throw the shoe on the other foot. If A&M's playing here, we had rain, and A&M had Hagan Smith, wouldn't you want Arkansas to be doing the same thing? I would. Yeah. I think I'd be very mad if they didn't. So I don't have a problem with
who ultimately gets the call on.
I think it's the home team.
Oh, really?
I think it's the home team. I don't think the league cares.
I think that is ripe for corruption.
That's right.
I think
that's why the league is like, we don't. Not us. Well, league claps their hands like they're a blackjack dealer. Like, hey, good luck, sir.
Wouldn't the umpires be more?
The umpires have a say too, but I mean, the umpires, you got to talk to the administrator of the game, which is Texas A&M's people, about, what's the radar look like? Can we get a window? All that kind of stuff to play.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, I may be wrong about that, but I think it's the school that the home team that decides all that stuff. Now, when it's the tournament, the NCAA is in charge, because remember last year you had those Fugazi lightning delays because their lightning rules are a little bit different. The zone is a little wider than, say the SEC or whatever. So, you know, it was perfectly clear at Baum Walker, but they went into a weather delay several times during that because that's an NCAA. The NCAA is running that event, not Arkansas. I can't get mad if A&M's trying to, like, you know, be squirrely with this when I would want my team to be squirrely with this if they had Hagan Smith. You know what I mean?
It's 4:03, and if you're Dave Van Horn, you're thinking this in the back of your head. Do you go, you know what, Hagan? Tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow night.
Right. And then
what's the weather tomorrow night?
It's supposed to be good the rest of the week.
Okay. All right. So this is just a little temporary disturbance here. Well, you could do that, and then he would be on full rest.
Right.
And he would probably strike out 26 Aggies just to stick it to them for, trying to be a little cutesy tonight, if that's what they're trying to do.
You can put up with all the BS you want. I mean, if you just put him on the shelf and say, we'll see you tomorrow, then, you know, maybe you do that. I don't know. I did not realize that the home team had that much say in when we play
the
game.
I think that's right in the SEC.
That league, that's corruption at its finest.
Well, this is a corrupt league. I mean, we've known that for many, many years. Why do you think Kentucky's not playing here in basketball this season? Because it's a corrupt league. You know? It's a big club and you ain't in it. What's the deal? So it's a gamesmanship. Dave doesn't want to tip his hand if they are going to move him. And then A&M's trying to wait and see, you know, what's going on here and all that stuff. But it's a little gamesmanship here. That's all it is. It's fun. This is an otherwise boring, task. So this gives us a little something here. So that's not bad.
It'll be fun. I mean, this is a big. They got to get one to win the SEC West.
And so they'll win the Hagen one, and then, you know, the rest of it's just playtime.
Once you get that, you can set your sights on Hoover. You don't want to play on Tuesday. You want to play on Wednesday, and that's what they're aiming for. That's the whole goal this weekend is, you know, get one, head to Hoover. Just make sure everybody's good to go.
Yeah. They are, I think they are a lock for the top four to be one of the top four teams. And avoid Friday or Tuesday, where it's a single elimination.
Yeah, you don't want to be in.
You know who needs this tournament? Ole Miss and LSU, two regular participants in the NCAA baseball tournament. They're like on the outside looking in. They got to go on a run next week and get
if
hot.
If there's a school that's been able to go on a run, it's them.
Yeah, they got to get hot because right now they're Teddy Cahill. Has them on the outside, you know, last four out, that kind of thing. Next four out, whatever.
They gotta
get hot next week.
They'll find a way to.
If they lose on Tuesday, they're not going. LSU will not go to the tournament if they lose on.
Is anybody upset
on Tuesday.
By that?
Well, the LSU people are, although they don't really care. Their fans show up no matter what, and cook gumbo in Omaha, even if they're not in the thing. So,
plus
they're in the 5-year window where they can't complain.
That's correct.
Because they won it last year.
And look, you can go in and get you some Jello shots. And DQ is a master of the Jello shot making, right? That's like your thing?
No.
No?
I've never made them.
Oh, okay. I thought it was
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I thought DQ was like, I thought she was like some sort of Jedi when it came to making Jello shots. Maybe that was somebody else.
Yeah.
Things are getting really foggy.
Missouri is Skeeter and your, compromised digits. Skeeter. Missouri is technically, mathematically still alive for the SEC tournament.
Until tomorrow.
Well, but if they lose one game this weekend, they're out. So they can't lose.
Like I said, till tomorrow.
They have to win out.
Who are they playing?
Who do they play?
I think it's Auburn, isn't it?
No, they played them last weekend.
Oh.
In a game of just, I don't know how anyone could have watched that.
It is a game of tallest midget.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone could have watched that. No, thank you here. Missouri is at Mississippi State at the Dude.
Oh, at the Dude. Yeah, they're going to lose all of those.
Right. Ole Miss and LSU, by the way, play each other this weekend, too, starting tonight at the...
Oh, so this is a loser-go-home match.
Yeah. Also, I shouldn't bring this up. This is it's not that important.
Yeah, fire away.
I just have a question.
Go ahead.
If you're putting together... No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not picking this fight.
Since when?
But if you're, I would just say that, you know, people might be curious if you're putting together game notes for Arkansas, why you would put all the times around the league in Eastern time. I don't know why you would do that, but people would wonder. I'm not wondering. I would never question anything over there. But why would you put it in Eastern time when we're not in the Eastern time zone?
That's East Coast bias.
Because it's copy and paste. That's why. Now we know. All right. Yeah. Arkansas up 2 on A&M. I love this stat. This actually is interesting to me. The combined home record. Now, obviously, Arkansas is not at home. But A&M and Arkansas at home this season are 63-5.
That's good. That's good. How many is Arkansas lost at home? 2?
33-3 at home.
Oh.
A&M is 30-2.
Ooh.
At Bluebell.
Yep. Ooh, but they're not so good on the road.
They're 9-8.
Yeah, they're not great.
Arkansas 6-6 on the road.
Yeah, see, the league doesn't travel. They don't ever travel, so you know the away games get a little tricky.
The best road team, Kentucky is 16-5. Yeah. Tennessee's 9-6.
They played a bunch of games early on
builds character.
Well, as we've heard, Kentucky doesn't have a real field. So, you had to go play on real fields.
That's right. That's what cost them over there.
Oh, absolutely.
That series.
Yep.
May cost them the league title for all we know. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, there's people out there speculating that this might be some sort of a tomfoolery going on here. And, I'm happy to report that a random texter on the McLarty and Hotline just sent us that their 8-under softball game is on tonight. So,
Blame the refs and the league.
Yeah, that's right. I would blame the refs on that. Yeah. Maybe they've already told him it's tomorrow. Just don't even worry about it. And nobody knows, but they do. You know what I mean?
Well, like it's one of those closely guarded secrets. I'm pretty certain they would have let Learfield know. Told Phil, hey, man, I know you've been here.
Maybe Phil knows.
Phil's been in that box since 11
a.m. No. I'm talking about starting Hagen. Phil knows they're not doing it, and he just, he's keeping it under
Phil
his hat like a good
in that
journalist
box
would.
Since 11 a.m.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a long time.
I did that show and ball game at Conway. I got there at like 1. That was a lot of time.
That's a long day.
That's a long time in a press box. Yeah,
that's a long time.
I was there
till
like 9:30. It was nuts.
That's a bring your own food day.
Yeah. It was something there. Yeah, that's tough when you got to do a whole show and then do a whole game and the same. You can't go anywhere.
He's lucky it's not 2.
Yeah.
But that would suck.
Ooh.
Yeah.
To do this show
and then a doubleheader? I don't think so.
I just take the day off at that point. Y'all call somebody. Call Ty. He's in Tennessee or whatever. Call him up.
DQ, where's he going this weekend?
I don't know. He just said he was in Memphis.
Yeah, I think he's got another wedding. He's got to run out of friends. He doesn't have this many friends.
Yeah.
At some point, all his friends get married. I think he's just...
Maybe it's the second time through the order.
Yeah, that happens.
It could be.
It does happen.
The Roy McElroy situation.
Yeah. Oh, how about
Roy? By the way,
Valhalla!
Rory freaking McElroy, if I may channel Jim Rome for a moment. My man is out there, all right? He's out there. No one's nagging him about anything anymore, putting the dishes up or whatever. And where is Rory, Zach?
He is tied for fourth.
T4!
T4.
5 under par.
Yeah,
he's 4 off the lead, but who cares?
He
is in the hunt.
Rory's just back there biding his time.
He's
like Mystic Dan.
He's just
sitting on a rail,
waiting.
Just waiting for the opening.
This guy is out there. I love it.
No. I did hear part of, God, I couldn't believe he did this. DQ, this is the most secondhand embarrassment I've ever gotten.
Really?
Ty this morning asked, they had Pittman on, asked Pittman how much he bet on Mystic Dan.
Oh, we got to get that clip. Where's that clip?
I nearly drove off the road.
Where's that clip?
Well, it would have been between like 7:15 and 7:30.
Funny, somewhere. That clip was not sent to me as one of the clips to use on the show.
I was like, I stopped and went, can't do that.
I have two things now. One, I want to hear that clip. And two, I want to watch the video and see Tommy's face when he asked that question.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he's like, oh, no, God, no. God, why don't you ask him how much his house cost?
Yeah,
really? Good Lord. Yeah, that's none of your business.
How much you betting on the Bet Saracen after that?
That is none of your concern.
I was like, no, you can't do
Did
that.
Did he say, young man, that's none of your business?
Well, there was a long pause.
Ah!
And I was like, I can't listen to this. I don't want to be ear witness to this. I don't want to get subpoenaed. Nothing. I will not be a part of this.
Well, I mean, they better not take away Media Day from Ty. That's what he lives for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his ilk. So, I mean, they better not stonewall him over
House
this question.
House Farm was listening. He said Tommy tried to bail him out, but it was ugly.
Okay, we got to get this clip. So, there's something. Listen, I asked you all. Did anything interesting happen in the Pittman? And you all said no. You lie.
Let me ask you this. When you ask me if anything interesting happened on the morning show, what is my default answer?
I don't know.
No.
We could have been playing this every hour on the hour all day.
I was uncomfortable.
That's the good stuff. That's the best stuff.
I was very, very uncomfortable.
Now a Ruskin and Zach follow-up. Big Mike and Waldron is at the store buying honey mustard now.
Okay. All right.
Tried it today for the first time, loves it, and now he is at the store buying. He is committed to this thing here.
Disappointed in the 479 says Pittman probably said something, called him champ. Like, hey, champ.
That's sport.
Funny. Yeah, sport, little buddy. Okay, pizza guy in Fort Smith heard it. I was driving at that time. I was a little concerned that I was not going. I was going to wreck my car. That I was going to hit the
You
the
know
curb.
What? Respect to Ty for not asking the same boring questions all the time. You know what? Good for him. Trying to pepper the gumbo a little bit. Because I've done these interviews, and they can get very, very dull.
You cannot. It's just, that's not one you can
it's
ask.
It's a script. Yeah.
But that's not one you can ask.
The best question Pittman was ever asked was on this show.
Which is?
Darlene or
Oh,
Ruth.
Yeah. We were
and
in
he
our...
went without hesitation. Oh, Darlene.
Darlene, yeah.
That's the best ever.
Man.
See, Sam, you could have that fun again, man. Just, you know, pick up the phone,
yeah,
man.
That's not in the cards.
We'll see what's going on. We'll ask him what's up. All right. This is ESPN Arkansas. And to hit that line now app, Smack Daddy says Pittman did not know how much he bet.
Oh. Of course he didn't. I wouldn't either.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Did anybody watch any of the schedule release videos from the NFL teams last night? This is what you do. The Patriots did a takeoff on Goodwill Hunting with Julian Edelman. Good Jewel Hunting. The Titans did that thing where they go down on Broadway and they show a logo and people don't know what it is. You know, like they and then they cut to who it is. It's pretty funny. The Chargers did one in completely in Sims, like animated stuff. And when they announced one of the Chiefs games, they had Harrison Butker in the kitchen. So they got a lot of points.
Solid.
They solid. Got a lot of points.
They had to put that together pretty quick.
Yeah, that would have to be a late addition, yeah. Right? Yeah, I mean, or a happy accident, yeah. One or the other.
Yeah, I'm sure that but, was a very late addition to their schedule yeah. Release.
Yeah, that was very got a lot of run.
The last 2 years, like the Titans one where they go down on Broadway and all that, they've gotten a lot of run out of that. Now everybody's doing it, and it's not a novelty anymore. And like usual, we've just given way too much of something that was really cool and niche, and now it's, you know, mainstream.
The Cowboys had a pretty lame one, apparently. Of course they were just FaceTiming people connected to the teams that they're playing. So it didn't, you know, people weren't too, it didn't seem like the reaction to that was, it was fine. That's what people said. It was fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. But, yeah, the Titans crushed it again with that. I enjoy that thing. It's funny when they're, you know, the premise is they show whoever it is on Broadway the logo.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to say, like, two or three words about it. And then there was one. So they played the Colts. And so they show them the Colt logo and the person, I think it was a guy, was like, oh, yeah, the Cowboys. And so it's like, no, it's not the Cowboys.
DQ, you know NFL logos, right?
I think so.
Like, if we gave you NBA logos.
I don't know, because there would be some I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Because some of the logos kind of look like not an official logo to me. If that makes sense, like yes. A G League logo or something, yeah, but it's a real team.
Yeah, it's like
some of them do look
like
kind of
the Hornets.
Yeah, that's one. Because the color scheme on that just doesn't say NBA team to me.
It says USFL.
I'm not crazy about the Nuggets when they wear those 5280 jerseys. So you see in one corner of the front is their uniform number, and then across the gut is 5280. Like, there are no words. It doesn't say Denver or Nuggets or anything. I'm not crazy about those. I don't like them.
You know what drives me nuts is when, and this is how deep and sad my OCD obsession goes. So I was watching the Celtics, and they wore green at home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the Celtics wear white at home. They wear green on the road. Mm-hmm. But the team they were playing, it was a regular season game. They were playing the Knicks, and the Knicks were in blue. What? The home team wears white. The road team wears the dark color. That's the way God intended.
You know, football, you don't have this issue.
No.
Because there's a team wearing a white jersey of football.
You do. Like, you see USC and UCLA.
Well, that's like one of the few games.
And they both get a 15-yard
penalty.
But
in the NFL, I mean, there's always a team wearing white and a team wearing the non-white jersey.
It drives me crazy when I see, like, the Celtics at home in green. Like, right. That's not the way God intended this.
Now, in hockey, I think the colorful sweater is the home team.
They flipped. A couple of years ago, it's probably 20 years ago, they flipped it. You know, the Devils always used to wear white at home, red on the road. Oh. And I've always lobbied for a black alternate, but they've never gotten around to that. Now, the Devils wear red at home, which drives me crazy because I always think they're on the road, not the Prudential Center.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, here's someone that doesn't like Philly.
Okay, well that's a throwback to the Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, to the Philadelphia Warriors in the '60s. Yeah, that's what their jersey said. Yeah,
that's what Philly had. Back
I don't know
then.
Why they did it that way, but that's the way they did it. So,
man, you run out. Maybe you charge per letter.
They probably could only afford five letters back in the '60s when you know none of these leagues had any money.
Doug in Little Rock says LSU wears home white and it's stupid, like their fan base. Well,
you mean like the Cowboys?
They wear the purple. I think they wear the purple when they play like Tulane. I think they'll wear the purples at home, and those I don't like those jerseys. It wasn't always that way. For most of the '80s, they wore purple at home.
There are people who just like the hill they will die on is complaining about a certain uniform. It doesn't bother me too much unless it's just totally. I've said this story 10,000 times. Where I was flipping around to a Miami Virginia Tech game and they were in opposite.
Yeah.
Like, they looked like each other.
Yep.
It was like the Spider-Man meme and I couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah.
That's a little bit much. But I mean, other than that, I mean, if it's fine. It doesn't bother me too much.
When the Packers
wear navy blue or yellow, it's okay.
I want to turn on the TV and I want to know who I'm watching by sight. I don't want to have to like think about it. That stuff drives me nuts.
Here's the thing that does annoy me because it does affect me because I'm watching the game. If a team is wearing maybe an alternate color, to their normal one, like a third color in the palette or whatever. And the people on TV don't update the little scoreboard.
Yeah.
And it's like, so they're wearing red, but their logo on the screen is blue. Like, yeah. I don't like that. Like, it should match. If they're going to wear a red jersey, make the little thing red on the little scoreboard. That does irritate me. Because you just have to keep staring at it.
You
like,
bump into that a lot in soccer.
Right.
They've gotten better about it. NBC's gotten a lot better about that stuff. But like when a team would wear their third, quote unquote, kit.
Right.
Kit.
Yes, whoa.
That's what they call them.
Well, they got fancy names for everything.
Oh,
parking the bus.
Pitch. Well, that's a defensive strategy. But yeah, they're kits and pitches. And they do have the greatest names for their playing for the stadiums. You know, here we've got Joe Robbie Stadium, and they've got Craven Cottage.
Craven Cottage.
That's where Fulham plays. Tottenham used to play at White Hart Lane. It was very nice.
Big Jake's making my example. It's like if the game where Notre Dame wears green, but on the little NBC thing, it's still navy blue. Mm-hmm. Like, that bothers me.
Right.
Just make it green. Make a match. Is it that hard? And why, when we figure out there's a problem, can't they change that in the middle of the game? It's like it's locked in for life. If they start one way, they can't change. I don't understand that either. It seems like you just, you know, click a few mouse buttons and there you go. I mean, you can change it, but whatever. That does irritate me, though, when the things don't match like that. All right. Let's see here. 16 to the hour on Ruskin and Zach. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. Okay. Well, let me tell you this. It is a Florida man, this story.
Fantastic.
And we got Chuck coming up here in 15 minutes. Yeah, so
clean up your workstation.
That's right. Dateline Palm Coast, Florida. I'm going to go to the glasses so I don't mess up any words here. Florida man landed himself in jail because he allegedly took a bite out of a slice of pizza and left without paying for it because he was tired after work and didn't have the money, according to the Flagler County Sheriff's Office. 62-year-old Ronald Brodus was arrested and charged with petty theft on Friday after the incident that unfolded at the gas station in Palm Coast. A racetrack employee said the man stole pizza and frozen yogurt and then left the store without paying. The employee went outside to confront him. See, this is a mistake. What do you care if they're stealing from the store?
What if you've had a bad day at work and you're just looking to beat somebody?
You're really not supposed to.
I'm not supposed to, or I am forbidden.
A lot of stores say if you see someone stealing something,
don't go after
you them. Don't even say anything.
Like in Home Alone.
The cameras do their job.
Yeah. You know, they sent Jimmy after the shoplifter at Home Alone. Remember them?
I have seen photos of the Milky Way, and they are crystal clear, 4K. They are beautiful. I have seen some of these surveillance cameras, and they look like they were taken with an iPhone 1.
Yeah.
If I'm a proprietor.
Hopefully at a Roadrunner, though. That's kind of a nicer one.
No, I see these things all the time. I can't even make out facial features.
The clerk called the police. The guy is still there. He's by a bike. And then he said to the clerk, "You better watch your back because I'm going to kick your ass." Really? That's according to the affidavit.
Now, had he finished chewing his pizza or was he talking with his mouth full?
I think he took the one bite and then threw it away.
Because he was tired.
Right.
And then he was willing to fight.
Well, you know, this is interesting. If you're tired, should you have to pay for food? I mean, maybe we just, you know, that's on the house.
Huh.
If you're tired. This is a new approach to society. You know, I just didn't feel like it. Also, you wouldn't expect this from a 62-year-old. More like a 25-year-old. You know what I mean? It's like, I just didn't want to pay for it. Because, you know, they're less likely to follow the rules, from my experience.
The 62-year-olds, you're starting to get to a point where you just don't care anymore.
They hate the world.
Yeah, they do.
It's done them wrong, and they hate it. Yeah. So that is... He is still... Now, this was printed a few days ago, but he was he's still in custody on $1,000 bond. So $1,000 isn't that much. That's kind of sad. You don't have any friends? That'd be like if I got taken in for something. Nobody's bailing me out. They're just going to leave me in there to rot in the county lockup.
No, somebody would come here. Somebody would come here.
For $1,000?
Not me. No. God, no. No, I'm not bailing out. No. Because I know I'm not getting my money back.
Yeah.
DQ, would you bail him out?
I don't have $1,000.
If you had $1,000, would you bail him out?
Mm.
Wow.
You just said you want it.
Yeah, I know, but you're nicer than me.
$1,000 is $1,000.
I'll remember this. Don't call me. Don't use your one phone call on me.
Well,
either,
you wouldn't pick up anyway.
You have a point there.
Thank you. Does that count? Like on your one call, if they don't pick up?
I don't know.
Well, how do you, can you look in your phone for the phone number?
Of
say I need to call.
No, your phone's been confiscated.
Yeah, but say I need to call my dad or something.
It's in that little box.
I don't know his number.
With your belongings that they take before the delousing, right? Like,
what? That's when you, I'll deal with that in a second. No, I mean,
I watched Super Troopers.
Like they take your phone. I don't know anybody's phone number.
Well, you're in trouble then.
I feel like maybe they would help you out with, if you know, you're nice to them when they're arresting you and everything. You say, oh, well, I don't know my dad's phone number by heart. Can you look on my phone, please?
Mm. Okay, I'm being told by someone who is either a jailer or been in jail that a missed call does not count.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Good. That's for this crowd, that's a very important thing to know, but you probably already knew it.
These are good things to know.
Right. Yeah.
Cementhead says, if only you knew someone to answer these questions. Well, I know it's not you.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sheldon, who has clearly been booked, says they allow you to get numbers from your phone when you get booked in. Also, you get more than one phone call. I didn't know that.
Wow. Look at that.
Okay.
Moving up in the world.
Chris in Fort Smith clearly has been in the back of a squad car. Says if the cop is nice enough,
watch your head.
He'll let you call or text someone before you get there.
Oh, so then the jail isn't even getting the 25 cents charge.
Right. Now,
that is a nice guy.
Now here's some some differing information. In Benton County,
contradicting.
Thank you. In Benton County, you don't get your contact list.
Whoa.
Okay.
Does the jail make that loud, like echoing iron sound when it goes, you know, that thing?
Abner would like to know if you can call one of them 900 numbers.
Abner would come up with that.
Huh.
He works at a church, folks. I just want you to know.
Yeah, he does.
I'll remind you about that. Yeah. He works at a church.
Now, Farva has texted in. He says the delousing ain't that bad. Tastes like powdered sugar.
That's probably a line from Farva and Super Troopers. I just haven't seen it so many times to have it memorized. But
Now, Cemented, who has been booked, he says that you call a bondsman and the bondsman makes a call for you.
You know who I hung out a long time ago? We'd all go out after the news or whatever, and there was this guy in someone else's friend, and he was a bounty hunter, like a repo man. Like,
I want to do that.
Like, he would go, like, he sometimes, like, he couldn't drink. He didn't drink. Because, like, at any point, someone could call him, like, hey, you need to go, you know, do this or whatever. Have to go, you know, get somebody or get something or whatever.
Did they do ride-alongs?
I don't know.
I'd love to do that.
I don't know. I don't know if he was a bounty hunter or a repo man, but maybe both. But he would have to go pick up stuff.
Big Jake in Bella Vista says a piece of notebook paper costs $2 in the county jail.
Was that Bob Barker notebook paper?
Great question.
Bob Barker makes the clothes.
Is it legal or is it, you know, like taken from a spiral notebook?
That is one of the great moments of the last fiscal year. I don't think it happened in 2024. But when we were eulogizing the game show host, Bob Barker, and JW called in to offer his regards and thank him for the Bob Barker prison wear, and we had to learn that there is a different Bob Barker who sells stuff in jails.
Yeah, well, it's
clothes and supplies and whatnot.
Entire clothing line in jail, the Bob Barker
line.
Right,
yes, the Bob Barker line. We did not know that. He did not know Bob Barker was a game show host. Apparently.
We're getting somewhere. Jeremy in Bentonville is texted in on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Ramen soup costs $1.35 in the Benton County Jail.
Times are tough, man.
I thought they provided that for you. What happened to three hots and a cot?
They provide meals.
Oh, so
anything extra.
Extra.
Yeah.
How do you know?
TV.
Oh, okay.
What does a carton of smokes get you in there now? Is that still?
I don't think you can do that.
You can't do that anymore?
I don't think you can smoke
They don't trade anymore?
No, because fire in a jail would be dangerous.
Is the jail a non-smoking facility?
Well, no. I think a fire in a jail would be dangerous. I can't be alone on that.
I don't know. Have you ever watched the show 60 Days In?
No.
Where they plant someone in the jail?
Boy, that's a terrible job.
Yeah. Well,
I've been meaning
people
to watch this Little Rock jail show that's getting all this controversy.
It's okay.
No.
I've watched a couple episodes. Hmm. It's an insane concept. But I think they smoke in that one.
Okay. All right. I would think
it might be outside. It might be outside, okay, though.
I would be thinking that giving inmates who are there for a reason fire would be bad.
You think that would, if you would abuse that
privilege?
That
might be one of those policies, if I ever became the warden, would be something that I would look at right away.
Cementhead tells us federal prisons only allow smoking.
Hmm.
I see.
Okay.
That show is called Unlocked on Netflix. It was in the Pulaski County Jail, and there's a lot of controversy about it.
Here we go. Text around the 918 says, in LaFleur County, you can buy vapes off the commissary.
Beautiful. I love it.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
So apparently during the last break, everyone with a phone lost iMessage. If you've got an iPhone, you Android people are uniquely prepared for this outage because this is your moment to shine.
Yeah, Chuck is about to get 17 texts from me.
That's eventually. Yes,
eventually,
that's right,
Chuck is going to get 17 from me.
Because we could hear Chuck, but
we couldn't
message him like we usually do to say we hear you. Chuck Barrett joining us here on Ruskin and Zach. Hi, Chuck.
Good afternoon. I had no idea all this was happening.
Yeah, we didn't either till you know, like 3-4 minutes ago. So
wow.
So when you
are posting about it on X, so apparently this is not just a us three situation.
When
this,
you get all the text, no need to respond.
That's right.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Hoy.
We'll be all right. But there is another thing. We've mentioned this, but if you're just getting in the car or whatever, the game tonight has been for now pushed back to 8 o'clock. In College Station, a 7:30 pregame on our stations on the radio network tonight's 8 o'clock start for Arkansas and Texas A&M. But as one source close to the situation told us, that's the start time for now. So we'll just all kind of stand by and see how this all plays out tonight. Chuck, nobody in the league would ever, you know, when you've got an ace pitcher like Hagen Smith, the opposing team wouldn't do anything to try and, you know, squirrel with the scheduling or anything, would they?
Well, I don't know. I just checked the radar a moment ago, and it's still apparently raining at a pretty good clip there, and it's going to for, you know, at least another couple of hours, it looks like. They may be hard-pressed to get it in tonight. I think if they can get an assurance that it's not going to rain anymore tonight and they can get this thing started by 8 or 8:30, I could see them playing and trying to avoid a doubleheader tomorrow. But unless there's an assurance that they can get from the start to the finish, and unless it's at a decent hour, which it may not be, you know, it's beginning to look more and more like they may have to play two tomorrow.
Hmm. The conspiracy theorists were out that, I mean, if you're Dave Van Horn, I mean, you've got to be telling Hagen Smith, hey, dude, we'll see you tomorrow. The conspiracy theorists were out that, you know, hey, A&M lets them get all warmed up, ready to go, then calls the game, moves it till tomorrow.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to be going outside and getting warmed up right now because it's pouring down rain. And it has been for a while, and it's going to be for a while based on the radar. So I'm hopeful they can play, but, you know, we'll have to see.
Whenever he takes the mound this weekend, he is 11 strikeouts away from setting the school record, 10 away from tying Nick Schmidt. And you called all those Nick Schmidt games back in that 2007 season. And I mean, there as many good pitchers as we've seen over the past few years come through here. When you talk about Knight and Campbell and guys like that, Hagan Smith has worked his way to being just on a different level than anybody else we've seen.
Well, he's one of the greats. He's one of the people that I think we'll talk about for a long, long time. Schmidt was that kind of guy. It's a little bit different now in that, you know, players, it seems like, at least a lot of them, are trying to hit a home run every time they swing the bat. It's a little bit more contact-based in Schmidt's era than it is. But Nick didn't blow people away the way Smith does. And I say that respectfully because Nick Schmidt was really, really good. But, you know, Smith does in fewer innings. He's really incredible. And not just that, I mean, he's undefeated with a sub-2 ERA. So, you know, if they end up having to play two tomorrow, he's got to pitch well because you got to win that game. Really weird things can happen when you're at the tail end of the season. There's pressure. There's something riding on each game. The crowd's going to be into it. It's going to be a long day in a hostile environment. Be nice to win that first game and get that Western Division sewn up and then just play.
Let me ask you, cause for people who may be late to the party in baseball, the SEC tournament is treated differently than, say, the SEC basketball tournament. It feels like for a team like Arkansas, if you win tonight or tomorrow, whenever the games get played, you win the West, you're just going down to Hoover to get some work in. The outcome is not as important as it is for, say, a team like Ole Miss or LSU.
Well, everyone's going to have something different to play for there. You know, you seldom find, of all the teams that are there, you seldom find two teams with an identical agenda when they go down there. You mentioned LSU and Ole Miss. They play each other this weekend. The loser of that series probably going to have to win the conference tournament to get in the NCAAs. So, you know, for them, there's a lot riding on it. Arkansas' situation may or may not be, altered by what happens this weekend. Because, you know, not only are you're playing for seeding in a divisional championship and the bye that comes with it in the tournament, but, you know, you're shuffling the deck in terms of your starting rotation. And so I really think Arkansas's approach next week, to an extent, will be at least in part determined by how the pitchers beyond Smith work this weekend. It's not to say you go down there and sell out in the tournament. I'm not saying that. And your thought about going down there to get some work in is not terribly off base. But I also know that once the game starts, you want to win. And so the lineup might look different, but everybody that's out there is going to be competing.
Yeah, it's a unique situation when you're in a position like Arkansas with regional hosting and all that pretty well sewn up at this point. You go down there and, you want to be as healthy as you can leaving there. Maybe some guys that aren't necessarily hitting it well or pitching it well, you got to get some confidence back up there. That's kind of the goal. And, hey, if you hang around long enough, like we saw a few years ago, hey, we're here. It's the weekend. Let's try and win the darn thing too. Why not?
Well, one thing to think about, and one thing that I've thought about, and it may or may not come into play when they go to Hoover, is I think about a guy like Molina, who they need to be a starter. I mean, they need Molina to help him. As Dave says, this is a veteran Division I pitcher. They brought him in here to help them in the postseason. The ballpark in Hoover and the ballpark in Omaha are similar in that a pitcher doesn't have to strike everybody out to be effective. Guys aren't going to hit 365-foot home runs off of you unless they hit it right down the line. That's a little bit more like what, Arkansas would play in if they were to get to the College World Series. So you might get to Hoover and need to see Mason Molina pitch well. You know, you need him to regain some confidence, or maybe it's Brady Tigert. So, again, I just kind of think that, from a pitching standpoint anyway, what we see this weekend may or may not alter what they've got planned for next week.
Pitchers are a lot like kickers. It can be as simple as, they're their own worst enemy. I mean, it's just a mental block with them. And then, you know, you get a couple things going and all of a sudden, you know, you're back to the guy that that we saw earlier this year. He's just a curious case because he's clearly got the talent. He's got the stuff. He just, it seems like the last couple of games, he's just lost it.
Well, you can't fall behind. I mean, that's the thing. And you can't, you know, you can't get your pitch count up in the first couple of innings. And I really think Dave Van Horn, if I was guessing, he just doesn't want to fall behind. I mean, that's the thing that has happened in the games beyond Smith is they've fallen behind. Right. They've had to come back. And, you know, last weekend they were able to do it and win the series. But you're not always going to be able to pull that off. You know, for example, the game that Gage Wood starts, I can't imagine they would work him beyond one time through the order. Now, they might. I know they've been working on stretching him out. But, you know, if he can give you three scoreless innings, that'd be great. I mean, it'd be awesome. Turn it over to the next guy. I don't think you Johnny Holstaff it necessarily, but I don't think you go into it with the plan that a guy like Wood is going to pitch five, six, seven innings for you.
Talking with Chuck Barrett, your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. For the foreseeable future, this is the last weekend in SEC baseball where a division title will be on the line because divisions are going away. Next week, Dave fought, he said yesterday, to keep the divisions, but he could kind of see the thing was trending in that direction. So let's look at what would be on the line if these two played in this situation next year. Or you'd have two teams that are, I guess, going for an overall league championship. But as far as the division goes, I mean, the stakes are not as it's not as anticipated, I would imagine. You're locked up for probably a top four in Hoover. You're locked up to be a regional host too. It's there's not that same juice to a certain extent in next year's format.
Well, you know, I know Texas A&M sold every ticket they can sell, and they brought in portable bleachers, and they're going to put those on sale 2 hours before the game, whatever the game is. I've got to believe a Western Division championship on the line has something to do with that. You know, I'm not saying they wouldn't draw a big crowd without it, but I'm saying that it might be a little bit more enticing for people to attend with a divisional championship on the line. I don't see the sense in this. I just have to be honest with you. I don't see the sense in it. Baseball's about divisions. If this was a great idea, you'd have one National League and one American League, you know, 15, 16 teams. I mean, if it was a great idea, everybody would be doing it. But it's not a great idea. And for the life of me, I don't know why they did it, but I'm sure they could sit down and tell us exactly why. But it's very unbaseballish. I'll just put it that way.
16 teams in a league, you can have four divisions.
Yep.
And the teams just play each other. You play a couple of cross division things, and boom, you've got your top four seeds. I'm with you. I like the division thing. I liked it in basketball. I love it in football. I don't see the point in this. I think we're trying to get too cute with it.
Well, each sport's different, and what works in football or basketball or baseball may not work for the other. I personally like the idea of four team divisions, and the four winners are your top four seeds in the tournament, and they get the byes. And, but, you know, to me, and we talked about the comparisons from what this year will be like, you know, in this situation with Arkansas and A&M and what it would be like next year. But, you know, you think about some of these other series out there. I mean, basically, next year in a situation like this, we'd be, you know, Arkansas would be on the outside looking in. A&M would be on the outside looking in. It'd be between Kentucky and Tennessee unless you got a whole bunch of help, unless you swept and got a bunch of help. So I just like the division thing. I think that's what you do in baseball. But as Dave said, and I don't think that based on, you know, what he said, it sounded like the conference had made up their minds what they wanted to do, and that's what they did.
Yeah, and Dave is, you know, like, there are traditional beliefs that Dave has on things, but he's also pretty adaptive to the new school, you know, with all the technology and all the things that they've been using the past few years. So it's not like this is just, you know, an old man yelling at a cloud. I think he has a valid point here, and this is not someone who's, you know, stuck in their ways in the past. He's evolved on a few things too, in terms of preparation for a game and then scouting and all that stuff. So I agree with him on this. I think that they should stick with it.
It keeps everyone engaged.
Yep,
he said that in some of his comments a couple of, maybe yesterday or Wednesday before they left town. Yesterday was Wednesday, I guess, maybe Tuesday. That when you have something on the line, it keeps everybody engaged. And by everybody, it means fans, players, coaches, everybody. So I don't know why they're getting away from that.
Yeah.
Chuck, how about our Knicks?
Oh, yeah.
How about our Knicks? Now, the Knicks may have found, and this is one of those deals that, you know, during the playoffs, they may have found their rallying point. They went out to Indiana. They got whooped out there, and they returned home, and they had an incident in the locker room, which seems to have banded this team together. But
the incident being someone had a really loud toot, and apparently it broke the tension,
yeah,
according to reports from The Athletic. That's what they said. So, yeah. Kind of made everybody laugh.
Yeah,
they were relaxed. Yeah. They were carefree going into that game five. And
they went out and they won a basketball game.
Yeah.
Well, whatever they did, it worked. They would not surprise me if we don't end up seeing this thing go back to New York. I would not be surprised by that at all. But I don't think Indiana can beat the Knicks at the Garden.
We're running out of guys, Chuck. I mean,
I know.
How are they doing this? It's amazing.
But, you know, here's the thing. If they can win this series, you know, New York's not going to win it without Ananobi coming back. But Boston's not going to win it without Porzingis coming back. Knicks are going to kill them on the pick and roll if the best they can do is Horford to defend it.
They got
to have Porzingis back for Boston to be at full strength. So, you know, they're not clicking on all cylinders either. But I think what the Knicks have done, I mean, people forget they're down three starters. I mean, it's not just, you know, Ananobi. And then you traded for Bogdanovich, and I mean, he can't play off the bench. So they're really depleted. But, you know, this stuff about being tired this time of year, I mean, that is so overrated. These guys are like 25 years old. They can go forever.
I was gonna bring this up.
You dangle that carrot out there, and they're ready to go.
I'm so tired of Brian Windhorst coming on the TV and telling me how burnt out and tired everybody is. I mean, you're competing for a world championship. I mean, basketball immortality. Have another Red Bull and get out there. I mean, come on. What is going on? It's crazy.
Well, is Brian Windhorst saying he's tired? Or is he saying the players are tired?
That's my point.
That's right. I never thought of it from that way, but yeah, you might be right. Now, can the Knicks, but both of you guys, can the Knicks give the Celtics a series?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now, look, if Ananobi doesn't come back and Porzingis comes back from Boston, Boston's going to win. And I'm not saying even if Ananobi does come back, the Knicks are going to win. But I don't think this is cut and dried by any stretch. Boston should win. They'll be favored. And if you were to put a gun to my head and say who's going to win, I'd say Boston. But I don't think it's a slam dunk.
Boston's better at every position. I mean, the Knicks don't have anybody.
They're not better than Jalen Brunson.
Okay, let me finish.
They're not better than Josh Hart.
They're better at every position except point guard.
I don't know about that.
The Knicks don't have anybody that can match up with Jason Tatum, and Jason Tatum can kill you.
They don't have anybody like Josh Hart on the Celtics.
No, they don't.
And Hartenstein will be effective against Boston if Porzingis is not back. You watch.
Chuck, I want to believe you. I've watched them all year.
You gotta believe.
I want to. I just know how this goes. They're Boston.
Knicks fever, baby. Catch it.
Jaylen Brown's the guy that scares me because, I mean, he's up, he's down. He's just one of those guys that if he gets hot, you can't stop him. And
Can I just say this?
Yes.
Of all the teams in sports, I think I have hated the Boston Celtics longer than any team, with the exception of maybe the Texas Longhorns. Maybe.
Wow.
I've always hated – I mean, back to John Havlicek, to Dave Cowens, to Don Nelson. I hate him. Dudley knows this. Dudley loves him. And I hate him. As much as Dudley loves him, I hate him.
Even the Cubs.
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, longer than the Cubs?
For most of your life, the Cubs have been horrible, so it really hasn't mattered.
I don't really hate the Cubs because the Cubs weren't winning world titles the way the Celtics were.
Right.
They weren't the obstacle in the road that you had to get by. And in the 70s, the Knicks and the Celtics played some of the great games. I mean, I can many a time watching the Celtics and the Knicks play in the 70s. And they were just great basketball games.
I believe Zach has hated the New York Yankees since 1978. Yeah. So that's the
I've hated the Yankees my entire life. The Celtics are right there. They're right there. I'm not a huge C's fan. I respect Jason Tatum. I think he's a phenomenal talent. He's just I watch him. I've watched him take over games in the playoffs, and you're just like, nobody has a guy that can match up with him.
Isn't there a lot of pressure on them because they have been like close these last two years? Yeah. They've been in the conference finals and they haven't broke.
They
through.
Went. They got Holiday and Porzingis, and that was supposed to push them over the top. And I mean, they're there. I mean, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. But
third year in a row, they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals,
and it weighs on them after a while. I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. I was telling who was I talking to? Because we were talking about teams you don't like or whatever, and I talked about Texas, and I talked about being a kid at the Southwest Conference tournament in like 5-6 years old, and when they would spell out, when Texas band would spell out Texas, you know, T-E-X, I would yell out sucks, and this woman, you know, maybe in her 50s or whatever, like looked at me like a crime had been committed. This young child saying such a word about her beloved Texas Longhorns. It was my parents still tell that story to this day.
It's a rite of passage.
That's right. Well, I learned it from them. So I mean that's
not the day
my mom
you became
so much,
a man.
That's right. In Reunion Arena, Chuck. That's where it happened, right there. Barnhill South back in the day. All right, we're here on ESPN Arkansas and the Hit That Line Now app, 866-285-4005. You want to text us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, you could do just that. A couple of things, Chuck. I've been seeing some of this roadshow stuff here, and I like what I'm hearing out of John Calipari. He is presenting himself as kind of like part of us, as Arkansans, and not kind of above us, when he has every right to present himself as being better than all of us. But it doesn't feel, I don't get that vibe from him when I hear him talking about stuff. So I really was impressed with that this week.
You know, he talked about it and he used the word position. And I think there's power in words. And I think you can get a sense of where someone is in terms of how they view something by the words they use. Do you use the word job or do you use the word position? You know, he made the statement that he understands the magnitude of his position and that he's going to be visible, that you can't just, you know, shut the door, watch video all day and coach your basketball team. They'd all like to do that. But if you want to do that, be an assistant coach. You know, that's, if you don't want to go out and press the flesh and deal with the media and all that, then be an assistant coach and you won't have to. But if you're going to be the head coach, and he's been through this to an even greater degree, I think, at Kentucky, when you're a one team state, which we essentially are, you know, you are in a position. You don't just have a job and you don't just have the luxury of being a 24/7 coach. There's a lot more that comes with it. We've had coaches here who have embraced that, and we've had coaches here who have not. The ones who embrace it are generally the ones that last. And I think he understands what's required there. I think our fans, and I don't think I'm out of turn in saying this, they want to know that he's all in. That's why it was important for him to call the Hogs in El Dorado last night, as silly as that may sound to some. People want to know that he's got both feet in this. And when you hear him talk and when you look at his actions, it's obvious that he does. I think the fires have been relit. I think he wants to kick some people's butts. I think the competitor in him is has been energized. And I think that's evidenced by what we're seeing going on right now.
You talk about having both feet in. We got to get him off Dixon Street or he may leave. He's sleeping right across from the bars, man.
What about that? He's talking
about sleeping with earplugs in. We got to be better. He needs to do better.
Well, he needs more. He needs a noise machine.
Are you going to tell me there's not a booster with an empty house?
Does somebody have a third bedroom?
Nice that he can't hang out.
Really?
Can we get him a piece of land somewhere in the country where it's quiet? Yes.
Chuck, can he come stay with you for the weekend just to get off Dixon?
He understands Fayetteville now, I guess.
Oh, he knows.
He does know Fayetteville.
He knows the people.
That's right. He does know the people. It's very good.
Speaking of DQ, she doesn't believe bacon is meat.
Yeah, I got to part with her on that.
Uh huh. Yeah.
It's not exactly what I said.
It's meat with a little M.
That is what I said.
Does this hurt the production of our wheel of bacon that we were planning all those years?
Yeah, Chuck, one of the many great ideas that got poo-pooed around here, we wanted to create a bacon spool, which is just a bacon, and you unraveled it sort of like paper towels.
Yeah.
If it involves bacon, I'm all in. I mean,
CDQ, you've offended Chuck.
I like bacon.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.